The White House Report.
Typically in the past, a current presidential administration would extend the security clearance for senior cabinet officials like the head of the CIA and the head of NSA for continuity's sake on matters of national security and foreign policy. Now President Trump is upset with some of the former intel chiefs from the Obama administration for speaking out and even criticizing what they consider a bad decision and a national security issue, the meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Not only is the president looking to take away Brennan's security clearance, he's also looking into the clearances of Comey, Clapper, Hayden, Rice, and McCabe. The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances, making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate, and the fact that people with security clearances are making these baseless charges provides inappropriate legitimacy to accusations with zero evidence.
Here's further clarification on this security clearance issue. The only time the six former intelligence officials in question would use their security clearance is to get info from this administration and if they were invited to an intelligence meeting. Sources contend the Trump administration has not given them info nor ever asked them for help. And according to Melissa Schwartz, Andrew McCabe's spokesperson, she says that Andrew McCabe's security clearance was deactivated when he was terminated by this Trump administration, according to what we were told by FBI policy. She also says in the tweet, you would think the White House would check with the FBI before trying to throw shiny objects to the press corps. April Ryan, AURN News.